Montgomery County officials told WPTC News yesterday that the vacant post of human relations director of the county schools has more than 100 applicants. The deadline for filing applications has now passed, and many expressed interest. The job was vacated during the summer when Mrs. Ruth Harris took a government post. Kurt Knight booted 5 field goals yesterday as the Washington Redskins defeated the Houston Oilers 22-13. It's the first time a Washington club has won its first 4 games since 1943. Over 53,000 attended the game at RFK Stadium. WPGC newsmen reported yesterday that an autopsy will be performed on the body of Zelda Bryan, a St. Elizabeth's hospital patient who was found dead on the 320-acre complex Saturday afternoon. The body was discovered after a patient returned from a leave and told officials that he killed the woman. He was placed in the maximum security ward. In Cambodia, the main battleground has shifted from the plantation town of Krek southward to near Highway 1, the major road linking the capitals of Cambodia and South Vietnam. South Vietnamese infantry say they killed 46 communists in a skirmish near the road and lost 7 soldiers. But Cambodia now says it lost 14 troops in a communist ambush 53 miles north of Phnom Penh. Manila is mopping up from Tropical Storm Fay. The huge storm, which stretches about 480 miles from its eye, cut across the island of Luzon early Monday and now is moving into the South China Sea. It left behind a partially flooded Manila and 4 persons dead from small boats sunk during the storm. Flames surged to within 300 yards of homes in Carpinteria, California today, but have been turned back from the town. The raging brush fire, now almost 6 days old, still is classified as out of control, partially thanks to hot, dry winds blowing toward the south of the Pacific Ocean. Derby McClendon thinks, quote, "I'm very lucky." She's one of 14 persons injured in an explosion in a Marietta, Ohio Baptist Sunday School building this morning. A boiler blew, officials still don't know why, and sent tons of concrete, steel, and scalding water on one classroom. The teacher and four of his teenage students was killed. Explosions in Northern Ireland this weekend have been rampant, but so far only one death is reported. British soldiers, under orders to shoot anyone throwing a bomb at them, are faced with another problem. In the words of one, "How can you shoot when the enemy is an 8-year-old boy?" 2 of the bombs, which failed to go off today, were thrown by children. The soldiers held their fire. A Life magazine writer says time is running out for the strategic arms limitation talks. If SALT talks do not produce an agreement next year, Hugh Sidney writes that U.S. experts are afraid the Russians will have a weapons advantage. He says the Soviet Union's arms buildup has become so serious, it's tops on the Defense Department's list of priorities.
Okay, let's admit it. The drug scene is a big one, but that doesn't necessarily make it legal or safe. This is Karen Stenwall, America's Junior Miss. The National Safety Council and I agree that mixing drugs and driving can only get you nowhere.
WPTC revised weather, clear and cool this morning, lows to 48. Sunny today, highs to 67. This is Brian Lawrence. It's 55 degrees.